granny's having. I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Love and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Well, so far, all of Lum's efforts to work on Abner's sympathy and thus get back into the store have failed. Abner clings to the paper which Lum signed as a joke, giving Abner sole ownership of the store and bakery, and he's determined not to give it up until Lum has learned his lesson. As we look in on the little community today, we find Grandpappy Spears helping Abner in the Jot 'em Down store. Listen.
Contains approx 1 pound and 3 old sun-ripened tomatoes packed in natural juices.
Grandpap.
Ready for serving. May be used in soups.
Grandpap, please stop reading the labels on them cans. All I ask you to do is just help me stack this stuff up in the shelves.
Awful interesting reading, though, Abner.
Well, we never will get no work done that away.
Made from the pure juice of fresh, full apples, diluted with water.
Grandpap, now stop reading and get to work there.
Well, now, Abner, I ought to learn all I can about the merchandise if I'm going to help you around the store here.
Well, I don't think I'm going to hire you after all, Grandpap. Dog, you're worse than no help at all. I wish the old Lum was back in the store.
Well, why don't you get him back then? You've carried this thing for enough, ain't you? He's learned his lesson by now, I reckon.
No, sir, he ain't getting back in here yet. Not after that last trick he tried to pull, making out like he's going to the orphan's home, calling himself Little Orphan Lum.
Yeah, I heard him say that.
Well, I wouldn't have cared about that so much, but the very idea is getting Cedric to call up here and say he was an orphan's home calling for Lum. Doggy, that's just going too far.
Well, that's right there. Shows how anxious old Lum is to get himself back into partnerships with you.
Well, I don't believe it. No, sir. Not me, Granny.
Has Lum been in today?
No, I ain't saw him all day. Don't know where he's at.
Well, I see he's out somewhere still trying to sell them pencils.
Oh, he ain't actually trying to sell pencils. Fact is, I don't believe he wants nobody to buy them from him. That-a-way, why, he thinks I'll feel more sorrowful for him.
Yeah, I don't know, Abner. He might be getting to where he's needing the money. Luke Spears said he'd come in the restaurant there last night and had an awful slim meal. Tried to make out like he wasn't hungry, Luke said. And you know Lum, he's always hungry.
Well, now, of course, if he's actually hungry, but wait a minute.
What's the matter?
There he comes. I don't want him to know we're talking about him.
Well, he couldn't have heard us, Abner.
Well, I know, but just act like we weren't even thinking about him.
Oh, yeah, all right. Let's see, what'll I be thinking about? What are you going to be thinking?
I don't know.
How about Groundhog's Day? That's always a good winter topic to be thinking
mind
about.
Mind out. Here he comes, Grandpa. Well, howdy, Lum.
Hey, hello, Lum. Proud to see you.
Come on in.
Yeah, gentlemen. Mr. Peabody, Edwards is my name.
Huh?
L. Edwards is the full name.
Well, Lum, I know your name. I ought to after all these years.
Mr. Peabody, I'd like to have a few moments of your valuable time.
What are you reading that for?
I am representing the Daniel W. Frisbee Publishing Company. Well, I ain't learned it by heart yet.
Oh.
Here is my card.
Where? I don't see no card.
Well, I ain't had time to get them printed yet. That's just practicing. I got a button to wear, though. Look here. See it?
Well, Special Agent Frisbee Publishing Company.
Yeah, let me see it, Abner.
Oh, what does that mean, Lum?
That means I'm a special agent, of course.
Oh.
Yeah, that's nice, Lum. It's a big company, too. Chances for advancement and all that.
Yes, huh?
Just started working for him this morning, and I'm cleaning up already.
Well, good for you, Lum.
Yeah, I got all of Polk County, every bit of it.
You mean you own the whole thing,
man? No, I don't exactly own it, but that's my exclusive territory.
Oh,
Nobody else but me can sell our magazine in Bow County.
Magazine? Oh.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, nothing. I don't reckon nothing.
Well, listen here, Abner. Selling magazines is a good business. Now, there's lots of fellers who've made big fortunes doing that.
They have, huh?
Sure. Besides, I've always wanted to go to college.
Go to college?
Yeah, I can either work towards a free scholarship in some college or get a pony.
Pony?
Yeah. Don't reckon I'd be much interested in a pony, though.
Why, of course not. Varieties. You couldn't ride no Shetland pony as big as you are, Lom.
I bet you I could stay on him.
Well, you might stay on him. You wouldn't have no trouble. Your feet would drag the ground. You'd have to tie your feet to the saddle horn.
I can put on roller skates, can't I?
Yeah, could, I reckon. Be something new, riding horseback and roller skating at the same time. Maybe you could get one of them little wicker carts, Mom. Have they got them?
No, no, I'm just
I don't care.
Might be all right. If you ain't never tried it, don't knock it.
No, no.
Besides, I think you have to sell more magazines to get the pony anyway.
You do, huh? How many have you sold so far, Mom?
Oh, I don't know. Been selling so fast, I ain't kept track.
Well, about how many?
Oh, I don't know, Abner. I'll have to check up when I go home tonight.
Who you been selling them to?
Oh, people. Different people.
Who?
Well, I can't recollect all their names, grannies. I ain't no memories expert.
Well, just name one.
All right. Cedric Weehunt. Now.
Did Cedric buy one?
Well, he ain't actually bought it yet. He's going to talk it over with his papa first. I think he'll take one, though.
Tom.
Yeah.
Be honest now. You ain't sold a single magazine, have you?
Abner, this just ain't a reading town, I reckon. There ain't nobody that's interested in the Midwest Farm and Needlework Weekly.
Farm and Needlework? Well, no wonder you ain't never sold on. I ain't never heard of that magazine.
Neither's anybody else. They ain't even heard of it over Cherry Hill. That is, except one feller over there.
Cherry Hill, was you clean over there?
Yeah, I hitchhiked over there this morning. Run smack into a feller that was selling the Farm and Needlework Weekly, too. And he claimed Polk County was his exclusive territory.
Well, I thought you said it was yours.
Well, it was a mix-up of some kind, I don't know. But the thing that made me sort of get mad was the fact that he just paid $10 for Polk County. Cost me
$15. $15? Doggies, you never paid nobody for this, did you?
Here's my last $15, too, if you want to know.
Well, you ought to get that back, Lum. Who'd you pay it to?
I don't know. I never did get his name. Mr. Frisbee, though, I reckon. He come in the barber shop right early this morning. Said he was looking for a feller that wanted to make $1,000 a week, and I don't know. I guess I just sort of raised my hand, and before I noted, he had this special agent button on my coat and that $15 out of my pocketbook.
Well, I do know.
I still don't see how he done it.
Huh.
And I wish I was as good a salesman as him.
Well, did he give you any of them Farm and Needlework magazines to sell?
Yeah, he gave me a copy of it to show around as a sort of a sample. It's a good enough little magazine. Yeah, I'll show it to you.
Yeah. Oh.
See there? Interesting.
Sort of. Thin, ain't it?
Well, give us a subject. Call it a weekly. It's a little weak, all right. See, here's an article on farming. That's for the fellers to read. And here's an article on needlework for the women folks.
Well?
And an ad.
An ad? Just one in there?
It's on the back here.
Oh.
Says, don't be a slave. Be your own boss and earn big money.
Well,
hey, that's what I ought to be, my own boss. And earn big money. I like that, too.
Well, it's a cinch you won't do it selling that Farm and Needlework Weekly, Lum.
I know that. No, I'm the type of fella that's got to be his own boss. I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a big office and a lot of secretaries working for me. Have telephones and big charts on the wall, maps and all such as that.
Well, does it tell in that ad there how you can get to be your own boss?
And maybe it does. Let's see here.
Yeah, read it there.
Unlimited opportunity to ambitious young man.
Pave your own way to success.
Success, huh?
Don't just dream about big homes, luxurious cars, swimming pools. Here is your chance to build up your own business and make those dreams come true.
Well?
Hey, Abner, I believe I've hit on something here.
Yeah, that sounds awful good.
Ernest Hutchinson of Dubuque, Iowa writes, I have tripled my earnings in 3 short weeks. Charles Brewer of Hastings, Nebraska writes,
Who's Charles Brewer?
I don't know. Some fellow that's taken up this work, I reckon. Says here he's boosted his income 60%.
60%?
That's what it says.
I never heard of Charles Brewer.
That shows you right there what a big thing this is. Here's a feller nobody ever heard of boosting his income 60%.
For the land's sakes.
Think what a feller that's knowed as good as I am can do.
Why, sure.
I ain't gonna look no further. This is a business for me right here.
Well, how do you get into it, Law? Maybe I'll go in it with you. Does it tell us?
Well, let's see. Yeah, here it is. For complete details, fill out the coupon below, and we will send out a representative to set you up in business as a...
What's the matter? Well, finish it.
I ain't gonna do it.
Set you up in business as a what?
A exclusive special agent to sell the Midwest Farm and Needlework Weekly.